Hallo, hallo Daniel. Kim er haar chef? Evel chef Kuma? Evel chef Katoyev? How are you all? I hope you're well. Welcome back to Radio Dwelly for a new interview. Today I'm going to be speaking to our youngest Gaelic explorer to find out what he's made of his adventure in the Highlands. Kim er haar, Munro?
Hi, Kuma, I suppose.
That's not very enthusiastic. Maybe you'd be a bit more interested if it was Melody interviewing you.
No comment.
Melody's Gaelic is coming along pretty well. Don't you want to be able to chat her up in Gaelic?
Oh, please.
Tell me, what's on your iPod?
The usual. Stuff that Shannon and Maud, I think, is just a racket, but I think Melody has the same sort of taste. You know, My Chemical Romance, Kasabian, Razorlight, Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco? What on earth did you do?
It's a band.
Well, it'll be panic stations for you lot unless you start getting yourselves organized. My challengers might have to get a bit more extreme to get you all motivated.
Well, this month isn't much of a challenge for me. I love mountain biking. Fort William is a pretty cool place. I didn't think it would be too promising. The wettest place in Scotland. In February, the middle of winter. But there's a lot happening.
There'll be a lot more happening during the rest of the year, Munro. I can assure you of that.
Oh, aye. Let's see. It'll take a lot to beat me. I totally flew on those downhills. Maybe I'll come back for the World Championships. That's pretty cool. A mountain bike World Championships in Fort William.
Melody nearly flew after I intervened.
She was too agile for you. That was a pretty mean thing to do, nearly making her crash.
Now, I'm not very sporting, I admit, but then it wouldn't have been a challenge, would it?
I think she's got enough of a challenge keeping Morag out of trouble.
I think Mora can handle herself okay. Her Gaelic is improving as well.
As well as can be expected for someone with a knitting disorder.
Now, this sounds like a challenge. Are you getting a bit competitive, eh?
No, I just think I'll be able to speak Gaelic fine by the end of this year. Cymru haw, Gaelic, Cymru haseb, Cyniol Donna. See?
That's a very good start, Munro. I'm impressed.
Yep, knew you would be. Shenner's too preoccupied with the other kind of Munro to notice. Every 5 minutes it's, "Ah, yes, Munro. If I'm not mistaken, I've climbed that Munro 4 times. When you translate from the Gaelic, it means, round hill of the lighthouse, yes. What a load of
manners, Munro.
I mean, we're on the train to Inverness, bang in the middle of the country. The sea is flipping miles away. When was there ever a lighthouse? He makes it all up. I swear he just does it to annoy me.
Don't you think he's maybe trying to encourage you to ask questions?
Ask questions about what? His sanity.
No. He just wants you to get enthused about your heritage.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, it is interesting finding out about the places, what the names mean. I didn't know there were so many Gaelic names all over Scotland. I thought it was just up here.
Talking of up here, you're going further north again next month. I've got something even more cinematic lined up for you.
We're going to the cinema.
Not exactly. You'll find out all about the location when you get to Portree. Shem Baloch Dwelly.